Showtime!
Let's go. Let's go. Okay, let's go.
Let me tell you something.
Losing the game in Omarasca. Fake you in pasta. She drank her cranberry and vodka.
Yes,
my jacket's crazy.
I got you.
Came through with photos. My man came back with FOMO. You crazy, you want more? The boys are kicked down your door. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me clear. You don't really want no problems over here. We come through, everybody else clear.
Looks like we got back to basics in this song, bitch. We got a Swiss Beach song, and then you get my goofy ass talking for about an hour and some change. Well, welcome back to the Just Talk with Sam show. You got it, Just Talk with Sam show. And we are doing this thing from the den. I want to take this time out to say we had a lot of glitches last week. If you was paying attention and you tuned in for a show and didn't get one, that's because something went wrong with the server, and I tried to do the shit remotely, and that didn't work out, and then that turned into a big problem. So it turned into what, technically, we did tape a show. We did tape one, but, like, I could have did the cheap way out, and, like, not acknowledged it, and played a bullshit when we taped, so we didn't have any structure to it, but no, I don't be real about it. We fucked up. That's pretty much what it is. While I was on vacation, we fucked up. So knowing that we fucked up, we just gonna call it a mulligan. So the show that we taped, I guess we gonna save that for like a blooper reel or something, because that, or a lost show. Every like successful or moderately successful have a lost show, or let's say I fuck around and get sick of some shit, you know, and I can't talk, we'll play that one then. And then, you know, somebody tell you, hey, this is what you should have heard on this day or some shit like that. You didn't miss shit. I take that back. You didn't miss stuff. We had guests. We had a guest. And which was even more fucked up. We tried to get that guest today on the show that we fucked up on to come back. And this person said they can do it, they can do it, they can do it, they can do it, and at the last minute, they kind of pushed out. So I got on Twitter and said anyone who answers this tweet can be a guest, because we were struggling. We needed someone like Johnny on the spot right now. So that didn't happen. And when that didn't happen, we did get like one guest, and I don't want to say this person's name, but for a while this is the only like female I followed on Twitter, because this person actually is funny and not famous. And it kind of reminded me of me. Not to pat myself too hard on the goddamn back here. You know, you ever had like those weird thoughts in your mind where you was like, oh, this motherfucker's stealing from me. I know this motherfucker's stealing from me. But you haven't said the thought out loud or in the presence of that person that you think is stealing from you. So it's just like one of those things where it's just like-minded people. I would read Twitter and I was like, oh, this son of a bitch. And I would like honestly be pissed. It was like, that was such a good idea. It should have been mine. This is bullshit, man. And fuck Twitter. I am done with Twitter. And then like your rational brain kicks in. It was like, there is no way in hell that anyone heard you. This is something in your mind, and this person was just fast enough to say it first. You dropped the goddamn ball, Sam. So that's the inner workings of my mind. So along with that, let's get to the nitty gritty of, hey, why was you out, Sam? Why did you try to do the show remotely? Glad you asked, voice in my head. Well, it was my 1 year anniversary. That means I had to go out, show my wife Karen, all the gay shit I had to do. I had to show her. We go out, we look good.
Looks good.
Oh, you doggone right, we look good. And by looking good, you feel good doing this. One thing, like, I had to confront some fears when we went out. We went out, did the whole little staycation, bed, breakfast, and all that, doing a thing. But one thing about, like, hotels that's bothering me, and it always did bother me. See, in my mind, I'm thinking it's October on a fucking Friday. I think in my mind, there's no children. All the children are in children places. And I'm thinking in the hotel, it's just going to be a bunch of like-minded adults. And I'll give you a little incident. What happened was, it's two incidents, but one incident was good. One incident was bad. Both of them was bad. Well, fuck it. Let's just get into it. The first incident was, when you on this little romantic weekend, you know, you whisper in your girl ear, in my case, I was like, hey, you know, we did all this little gay shit you wanted to do. We shopped. We went to the Yates Apple Orchard, and we'll get into that in a minute. We went into that, and I was like, hey, why don't we relax tonight? And she's like, what do you mean, relax? Well, we all know how to touch it. What do you mean, relax? I was like, yeah, just relax a little bit. Let's go by the jacuzzi. And we got her. You're doing a little gaming her up. So you get by a jacuzzi. And it is like 11 something at night. So I'm like, there's no kids. So you're doing the stuff, you're in the jacuzzi and the jets. You know, anybody who's been in the whirlpool know about them jets. And them jets hitting the right places, and you know, you got your arm around your gal, and you're talking your stuff, then all of a sudden you let your shorts go down a bit. Just not criminal. Not nothing you could go to jail for. But enough to make it look like you're being a little cheeky, you know what I mean? Make it look like you it's the preview to the main event. Alright, y'all got me. So you got this going on, and then all of a sudden, while I'm doing all this, I think I'm being smooth, this fucking 4-year-old little boy just started running around the goddamn whirlpool. So I gotta pull my shorts up, cause Chris Hansen, man. I am afraid of Chris Hansen. You're not finna say, I showed my shit to some kids. You're not finna get me like that. You're not finna put a fucking red dot over my house, guy. So, like, pull my shit up, and I'm like, checking. You ever do? I got so, because the kid, I don't know what it is about black guys and glasses, but apparently that's cool to kids now. I didn't get that fucking memo. Black guys in glasses are just the friendliest people known to man to like 4-year-old suburban children. I'm guessing he's 4. I don't know he's 4. If you listen to Chris, I don't know. Chris Hansen, dog, I don't know how old he is. I know he just shouldn't have been there. Nothing sobers you up and ruins the hard-on quicker than a little ragamuffin running around a pseudo-sexy situation. It wasn't sexy yet. It was the semifinals of sexy. It just passed the fucking Elite Eight of sexy. It was like, hey, it was in, fuck, how can I put this? It's when your mind says, is running out of quote unquote good ideas. Where it's just like, hey, you better stop that. But secretly it's saying, no, keep going! Keep going! Yeah, you stop that. You're being bad. Subtitle. No, you keep that shit up, you keep going, and you keep doing what you're doing. There's two people talking. The person talking who wants to look good in public, her, it's just like, hey, yeah, don't do that. But secretly in her mind, there's like an old grizzled black woman whose soul is just like, no, let him pass. Cause this goes back to what I was saying a few weeks ago. Everybody got a little creep in them. Some more than others, but enough creep in you. Just what I would like to call a sexual deviant. Everyone has that portion of their and that's who was showing up, and that little boy ruined it. He, oh my god. So it got to the point where you're doing the moves where you want them to go, so you have to ask him questions. One, you have to ask him non-personal but bullshit concerned questions. So if he was to talk to a cop, alright, maybe this is what, maybe, I don't know what Tasha did. I don't know how her mind works. But my mind was working in a way where I had to ask questions. If he was to say this conversation to a police officer, I would not spend the night in jail. There's no way you can twist my words where I look like a fucking pedophile. That's what I was thinking of. Alright. First question. And it took like 2 or 3 minutes. It was like, okay. Alright, little boy. Where are your parents? That's a good question. That is a damn good question. That's a good question. And then it turned into next question. After, like, I'm seriously thinking about these questions. Now, these, to an average person, these should be, like, number one questions. But I was like, okay. If you stand up and ask, then you have a semi-hard-on right now. That can land you in jail. So, what I'm doing, I am hitting the switch on the jacuzzi. To make the water cold. It's just as cold as fucking possible. Just so your boy can go down. I'm just pumping all the heat, just leaving. And it's fucking October, so I'm just like, yeah. And I am making this the most uninviting place in the world to this little boy. It's like, you gotta go, man. You gotta go find your parents. And I'm saying things like, and he asked me, oh my god. The fear of Chris Hansen scares me so much that he could point to me and say some shit that he said, can you help me? I said, without without missing a beat, I broke character. He was like, can you help me find my mom and dad? Fuck no! I am not getting out of this jacuzzi in wet shorts, bringing a little boy to two grown people and say, I think you lost this! No. Fuck that. That, I know where that is the good thing to do. I know where, like, that's like the Christian thing to do. But there's a lot of lawsuits and shit going on, so no, fuck him. He's on his own. You got lost on your own, you find your way back on your own. So, I will, and anyone who has letters to my actions, you can always send your letters, comments, concerns, at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G talking. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Alright. Now, with that out of the way, there's a second story. I told him to go find his parents. Didn't help him. Wife looked at me like she gave me the look like I am fucking emotionally damaged. If that makes sense. In her eyes, I was, I don't want to say like a, in her eyes, I was Ebenezer Scrooge without the ghost. Like, if that movie ended without the fucking ghost, I was just Ebenezer Scrooge. I was the most evil man in the world. And do you know how hard it is? It's easy to go from sexy to horrible. The long road ahead is to get her to forget the horrible and work your way back up the ladder to get back to where you was before this little fucking ragamuffin fucked up my swerve. Long road to get back there. And for some reason, by the grace of God, I was able to bring the romantic, sexy vibe back. And do what two consenting adults do when that vibe is there. Put in work. You know, you punch the clock, you knock it out. Whatever you want to call it. So then it was time, his part of second story, part two, anyway. So then it was time to check out. Check out, we had a nice time. We went to, the Crown Plaza Hotel. Everything was immaculate. Everything was great. Now it's time to check out. We're checking out. Good time had by all, especially after the mention of what I just said and everything was good. Apparently, getting on the elevator. When I get on the elevator, I see the little boy again. And not only do I see the little boy again, I see the little boy's parents and his little sister. And without missing a beat, apparently they were in the room next door to us. And they heard some of the what can be best described, sorry to people who's listening, ruckus lovemaking, I guess. So Mom, like, this was the longest fucking elevator ride of my life. I was only going down like four floors, but it was a long, cause you could just feel, you ever just feel the heat of someone just staring at you? You know someone's staring at you, but you cannot look at them. So, I gave into temptation, and I just kinda like glanced over and looked at him, and the second, without missing a beat, I pissed off this entire family, apparently, with some of the noises that came from overnight. And without missing a beat, this lady, the mama, looked at me and said, so it sounds like you had a good time. And I knew exactly what she meant. And, but how she said it, it was more like a, she wasn't talking, she was talking to me, but she was sending a message to Daddy, because apparently Daddy hasn't made those noises come out of her in quite some time. So it's just like, yeah, sound like you really, really had a nice time. And I was like, the only thing I could say was like, yes, we enjoyed ourselves. Yeah, we did. The dad is looking at me like, oh, you, he's doing that thing where it's just like, I know it's not your fault of what you did, but you really fucked me over. Like, you really made my night uncomfortable. So, he's not a big fan of me right now. Now, little boy, who he's a child, he just pointed up and he's like, that's cool guy from the pool. And I immediately went like, oh shit, oh. He's that cool guy from the pool. And like, he was standing next to his older sister, and his older sister was looking at me like there were, like there's something she don't know. There's like some explaining that has to be taking place, because she looked at me like with like sleepily eyes, like, oh my god, you did something yesterday that I didn't know. I don't know those noises, but I know I shouldn't know what those noises are. Yeah, that's the look she gave me, like, I should not know what those noises are right now in my life. And I lost sleep because of those noises. And now, like, the family is, like, pissed. And it all came together in that elevator when he said, that's cool guy from the pool. And I immediately start shaking my head no, like, no, I don't think I'm him. No, I automatically went on the fucking stand. And I automatically went on a court stand. And, no, I'm not him, man. Fuck you, dog. I don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah, it's cool guy from the pool. And like, you want to do that thing where you just, where you downplay yourself so much and you just start cussing yourself. And, no, man. I'm not cool at all, man. I'm a dick. And then you think about it like, no, I'm not a dick. Then you think about how everything you ever could say about yourself that's horrible is something sexual. And you don't want to say that around a fucking child. Especially a child that the Chris Hansen shit can happen. And if they point to you, you have a fucking red dot in your house. You're just like, no, man, I'm not a dick. I mean, I'm an asshole. Fuck. I got off. So that elevator was so uncomfortable. I had all my bags and shit. My wife, she was still like getting the last bit of stuff. I was on the elevator with the people by myself. She was like doing the checkout shit. I got off, like two floors before I was supposed to get off and just walked. And just walked, just took the fucking stairs, man. I couldn't take it. It wasn't like I could, it was bad, but my mind was working, their mind was working. It can only get worse if I stayed on the elevator. So, it's funny now, but that was the longest motherfucking elevator ride ever. And I dig the props from the older woman. Cougar-ish woman who was looking at me and saying like, yeah, if he can do it, like, she was looking at me like, if he can do it, there's no reason my husband shouldn't be able to do it. The question is, why hasn't he done it? So, that was actually, that's a feather in your cap, actually. That's saying like, you did something good, so somebody took notice that shouldn't have took notice. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Anyway, that is the reason there was no show last week. that's the reason there was no show. So, if anything, we booked a guest. We had the guest who was on the previous show. We'll book that for a later time. We got a new guest kind of out of this debacle who will show up probably next week. Probably not. We don't know. I want to warn you, there's a female, so we all know how female guests are, man. They automatically think the worst on the show. I don't know. I think every female guest who was ever on the show, we treat it right. We treated right. We just had a good conversation, and then everything was cool.
Now appealing to women.
I can't think of one guest that was a female that we didn't treat right. Because although we are appealing to women, we're all about the laughs, man. We're all about just having fun, shooting the shit. Get a quick plug in. You talk about what you're gonna talk about, and play a most deaf song, and you're fucking out of there. That's pretty much how this podcast works. There's very little structure to this shit whatsoever. So I look forward to the guest who's gonna show up later on, and we'll go from there. So since we got that out of the way, I think we should stick to our bread and butter. So the bread and butter is, like I said, this show doesn't really have a lot of structure, but it has enough. And in that structure, we do one thing. We'll play a song. We will talk about me, or if we have guests, we'll just jump into a bunch of shit. If time prevails, we'll answer a couple questions. But first, we were appealing to women.
Now appealing to women.
And since we are appealing to women, I got my list. Okay, we got the list. And since we got the list, you know, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, we need to know what we're fighting for. A lot of guys, they were just saying like, look, man, I don't know about breast cancer, people wearing a lot of pink and shit like that. So, as a guy who, dig tits, sorry, dig them, not necessarily in a creepy way, but in a way that says, like, you know, we gotta know what we're fighting for. So, this week, I want to throw out some people who, made the list of this week that, let them know what we're fighting for. Let them know that there is a cause out there, and that cause has some people attached to it. So, these three names, usually this is the time we wheel in Tasha, and we name some names so this doesn't sound sexist. So, we're not going to do that this week because she just says, you know, fuck the mic, I'm tired, I don't want to do it. So, we got me, who I'm going to do it on her behalf. She would have done it, but she feels as though, you know, I can pretty much do it. So, I'm going to name some names. And this week's nominees are Christina Hendricks, Queen Latifah, and Serena Williams. I don't understand how the fuck Queen Latifah made the cut, but for some reason, Queen Latifah's in here, and we support the fight against breast cancer. And these are three women who letting us know what we're fighting for. One of the three women may fight a little bit harder to save other women, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, you know, it's some rose buckwheat too. But anyway, now, since we got like half the show left, I think we should just jump into it and answer a couple of questions. And as always, if you got questions, comments, concerns, yada yada splee, you just want to say hi, you can always hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Or Twitter. You can hit us up at Twitter on SamShow11 at Twitter. We should really start building the Twitter followers because primarily, we was a Facebook show. Huge Facebook show. And then Twitter started taking off, so I guess we're going to move to a new thing. Now that we're not going to Facebook people, we got to start moving over to Facebook. I mean, from Facebook to Twitter, or just make them both big or what they got to do, but whatever. Some people think we should do that, and those people being our executive producer who think we don't plug Twitter enough. So, along with that, let's ask some fucking questions. I know we hung around a lot of the females with the question answering and stuff, but let's go back to some of the fellas. This first question comes from justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. This comes from Zach. Zach writes, is she trying to make me jealous? Let me explain, Sam. I'm kind of dating this girl. and today I asked her how her day was at work. She said that it was bizarre, and then she went on to tell me that she saw her ex-boyfriend from 4 years ago. She said it was weird because he was being really nice to her, but when he dated her, he was such an ass. And now that they've been apart, he realized how special she are, and she's telling all of this to me. I want to know, is she trying to make me jealous? Alright, Zach, it's like this. I want to say yes and no to that. Yes, she's trying to make you jealous because your girl wants a reaction. Like most girls. They don't care if the reaction is positive or negative. They just want the reaction of you telling someone some shit that you just shouldn't hear. Is she trying to make you jealous? Probably. But that jealous isn't necessarily jealous. It's more of an emotion. She just wants something. So that's something that's coming from that. Or attention. I can roll with attention. Or just some type of thing with that. So I could go with that. She just wants you to react. And from your reaction, she's going to pull some shit. What you did was some minor league shit. I can say this. I'm a vet, goddammit. I got a year in this shit. What you did, you didn't specify when you say, how was your day? When you say, how was your day, that is a hour and 45 minute conversation to a woman. So she's going to tell you every goddamn thing she's done that day, starting from, I got out the bed, I went to the car, I went to work. You have to hear everything in detail and probably sing-songy form. I did this, but this person was mad. It sounds like it's building to a story, but it's not really a ending. It's more of it continues on. It's like a soap opera. It isn't really an ending. There's always a cliffhanger. Even the endings, you have to fucking question. If you was fucking there, you have to question the ending because it's still going on. So my guess, Zach, is what she was trying to do. She was just trying to get a reaction, trying to get a vibe, trying to get a beat out on you. Why? Because they need it. So if jealous was the emotion she was shooting for today, don't worry about it. I guess it was jealous anger. Just let it flow off your back, man. Cause you got, when it really comes down to it, Zach, who the fuck's you with now? That's all you gotta say, man. You can pat yourself on the back and you just look at, yeah, this motherfucker was here from 4 years ago, but I'm here now. Get over yourself. There you go, Zach. I'm here now. Get over yourself. Keep that righteousness about, I'm here now. Get over yourself. That's cool. Yeah, I can roll with that. With that, I guess we can move on to the next question. I hope I was able to help Zach because, that's a bit of a predicament. I want to say I know where you're coming from, but you did make some rookie moves. I guess you asked, but you didn't know what you was getting into. So that's what's happening with that one. But now you know, and like the fucking cartoon says, knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. Alright, let's move on. As always, if you want to ask some questions, get some comments, concerns, yada yada splee, just talking with Sam at gmail.com or hit us up at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, just talking with Sam or SamShow11 at Twitter. Next one comes from Twitter, actually. It's from Drew Manchu. Spelled just how it fucking sounds. It says, how do I end it with a girl after hooking up? I went on a date with a girl and recently we hooked up and now she wants to get more serious. I really don't want this to happen, but she really likes me and I don't want to hurt her. Any suggestions on how I could do this? Yes. Two words. Fucking leave. All you gotta do. I was looking at a tweet from Neil Brennan today. It says, what's your favorite sexual position? Walking out. That's it. You gotta just, this is a story as old as time. I think we answered a question very, very similar to this. It's not that you want to be a dick. It's, you just want to be the dick for the night. You don't want to keep being that guy. Being that guy is exhausting. And you just want to, fuck around one night. You're hooked up. Here's what you do, Drew Manchu. I didn't mean that shit to rhyme. But, Drew Manchu, here's what you want to do. You don't want to hurt her. Here's what you do. You just say what it is. This is hard. If she really likes you, you just say what it is. Hey, I really like you. You know, when she comes with that, like, hey, I don't. I don't think you're a bad person, but I would just rather not fuck around with you right now. Because if you stay with me, you will get hurt. You know, however way you want to spend, you gotta just come out and just say what it is. And what it is what it is. We had a good night that time. It wasn't my intention for you to catch feelings. I'm glad you did catch feelings because I think you can play the conceited rock. I'm glad you catch feelings because you saw something in me that was awesome. Great, but I'm not, I know it's a cornball, hacky line. You gotta say, I am not ready for a relationship right now. Here's what I can do. You gotta give, it is a female, you gotta give them options. You gotta say, look, if you decide to stay with me, inevitably, I will hurt you. If you want that hurt, cool, stay with them. But if you don't, and you just want a great story, end it right here. Don't say great story, actually. You gotta word it like, You want to end this on a positive thing. It's like you're making them end it, but you really ending it for them type vibe. It's like you're drawing the conclusions that they make themselves. If that makes sense to you, Drew Manchu. So, that's all you gotta do. And if push comes to shove, fucking walk away, man. Because, yeah, you may be a dick for a couple of seconds, but if you say that first, someone with sense is gonna walk to that person and say, like, look, hey, motherfucker did tell you. He did kinda, like, work out the path to say this shit. So, just gotta let her down a little bit easy. Now, if you let her down a little bit easy, guess what's gonna happen? You probably get, like, two or three more chances to do a couple of drunk dials, and then after that, you're good, man. You are great. You in there like swimwear, my friend. So, don't even worry about that. I think you got this pretty much under wraps. If listening to me helps, it looks like you got pretty much a good head on your shoulders because you wanted to do the right thing in the first place. So, you're good. I think we got room for one more question. This question comes from Naeem. Alright, cool. Naeem writes, Sam, I went to the if I could fucking talk today. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a swig of this. And we're back. Let's try it again. Sam, I went to the Renaissance Fair last week, and I was the only black guy there. I love the Middle Ages, and I love some of the culture that it brings. However, I can't seem to get my brothers to go with me. How can I get some more bros to come with me at the Renaissance Fair? All right. Naeem, it's like this, my man. I have no fucking clue of how you're gonna do that. Here's why. This is racial, but it's like this. Let me paint a picture for you. You ever see those movies or TV shows where they have a time machine? And usually in those time machines, they can go back to whatever time they want to go to. Now, usually, that lead character who's directing the time travel thing is a white guy. Not to make it all racial all of a sudden, but if you, there's a race limit to times you can go back. So, if you're a white guy, you can go back to the fucking year one, and guess what? Everything is cool. But if you're a black dude, you really don't feel like going back to the fucking Middle Ages. Middle Ages was, it wasn't like all the black people, this is like before slavery, but like this was like the heart of discrimination. See, back then, I'm gonna give you a little history lesson. It may not be something you'll see on the History Channel or some shit like that, but I can kind of paraphrase. Here's what's happening with that. During the Middle Ages, there was a lot of separate but equal. So like in your places like London and your places like Camelot and all the places where there's kings and queens and shit like that, they acknowledged black people. They acknowledged Egypt. They knew it existed. And they were just like, hey, you could be kings and queens and all that cool shit over there. Don't bring that shit here. Like all that cool Nubian shit you could do over there. Not here. Because if you come here, you're something. And it's not the N-word. See, the N-word wasn't available yet. You were something called a Moor. And what a Moor is, Moor just means black. So what they would do, it's discrimination. This is like discrimination at its best. This is like discrimination's greatest hits right here. If you was a Moor, let's say you were a king, but you were a Moor in Renaissance times. You was a black dude, but you was a king. Guess what? You're fucking Moor. And what that means, you're the Moor king. So what they're going to do, since you're the Moor king, you have to be you escorted to some the liaison with the king. So it was always like, is the black version of whatever you are. It's, guess what? If you was like a soldier, you're the Moor soldiers, and you're going to be escorted by a black soldier. It's not exactly slavery, but it's slavery without like it being more of you. It's like a 1-to-1 ratio with the slavery shit. So you wonder why your bros ain't coming with you, because they may have the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now let's go back to the fucking time travel thing here. So if you white, you go back to the year one, it wouldn't be a fucking problem. Black dudes, and let's just use America at this point. Let's just use the United States of America. If you black, the furthest you can go back, if you white, you can go back to year one and everything is cool. If you black, depending on what part of the country you want in, you can go back to 1978. No, I take that back. Depending on which part of the country, you go back to 1965. Like, if you was in the South in 65, probably not the good look. But if you was, like, in New York, Midwest, you could probably do some cool shit in 65. And that's not just a black and white thing. This is not a black and white thing. If you, let's see. Alright, if you Asian, and you in America, and you got a time machine, I think you could go I think you could go back to like the mid-50s and people wouldn't fuck with you, mainly because everyone thinks you know Kung Fu. I think no one will fuck with you because everyone solely, just based off the strength of Bruce Lee, everyone thinks you know how to whoop ass. Alright. Who else we got? The Native Americans, if you Indian. Actually, if you like Indian, like Navajo, it's best for you to go back in time because I haven't seen a fucking Apache chief in quite some time, motherfucker. So maybe it's best for you to go back to like the 1800s. Maybe it's good for you to just go back and just get those people. All right, who else we got? I know we kind of running a lot. If you Mexican, I know depending on what part of the country you're in, I think you can go back to like the early 1900s, 1800. Late 1800s, and I don't think it'd be a huge problem. And lastly, if you Arabic, or if you come from Middle Eastern descent or something like that, I think the furthest back you can go back is 1995. I think that's about it. So, before, and then you have to take like a chunk away from like 2001 to about 2000, whenever the fuck Aziz Ansari was popular. I think 2001 to 2004, you had to just take that time off of you, of Middle Eastern descent. You just don't fuck around in those times. Just don't go back in America in those times. You can skip those years, but like, anything before 95, I don't think we'd fuck with you. We'd probably give you a couple convenience store jokes and some shit like that, but that's pretty much it. So, I hope I answered your question as best as I could. I hope I answered your best question. So, as far as the Middle Ages go, Renaissance time, yeah, don't really fuck with that, but yeah, it's not the good look. But, well, I think you got kind of like the gist of it. One thing we got to do before we get out of here this week, we got to pay some bills. And if we pay some bills, you know what's coming if you're a firm listener of the show. But first, since it's the month of October, it's a lot of apple orchards being like represented. It's a lot of apple people are in the spirit of like Halloween and fall, they send the leaves change and shit like that. That gives us our sponsor for the month of October. That is the Yates Apple Orchard. Yates Apple Orchard is kind of where I spent a little bit of my vacation with my wife. We went to the Yates Apple Orchard at 23. If you're in the Detroit area and you are around a 23 mile in the Quinder area, get your ass to Yates. Mainly because, one, it's a hard-ass name. If you gotta go to a fucking apple orchard, look, I know there's a lot of gay shit come just from me saying apple orchard, and I'm not a child on a field trip, but when it comes down to it, they got apple everything. They got apple pies, they got apple everything. I haven't seen that many fucking apples. Me personally, I tried the apple wine, and I like it. It was alright. It was cool. It was sparkly. It was, and had apple cider, like two apple pies, like the little mini pies. My wife had an apple slush. It was apple hell. If you wanted apples, that's the place where you could get a goddamn apple. So if you are in the 23 mile in the Quinder area of Metro Detroit, actually it's not even Metro Detroit. It is Rochester Hills, Michigan. Please, sir. Or ma'am, treat yourself to the Yates Apple Orchard. And, well, I think if you, a little sick of apples, and you want some meat, we all know what place you can go. Let's say if you had all the apples you want, they don't have a lot of apple shit here. You may not get some apple cider here. But you'll get some freshly squeezed strawberry lemonade. That's right. Kenny Rogers Roasters. At the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California. Get it on! Get yourself some roasted chicken. Roasted chicken bites. Not broiled, not fried, not roasted, but roasted chicken from Kenny Rogers Roasters. At the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California. Or parts of Malaysia if you that part of the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be back. Yeah, we're gonna do some cool shit for you. Sorry we messed up last week. So, that's all I got for this week, but I want to thank y'all for listening. Just Talking with Sam Show at gmail.com. Email me all your concerns, blah, blah, blah. Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking. Or you can hit us up at Twitter, SamShow11. That's pretty much all I got for this week. We're going to try to come with some new guests and some new shit. But until then, peace out. I will see y'all next week. Peace out.